This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And at the moment, I have a very special guest with me. I am joined with Nathan from Gusto Gusto. How are you doing, Nathan?
I am doing really well.
Yep. How's your day been so far?
Super chill. So I'm in Melbourne, where it is sunny 27 degrees. I just went for a run.
Gosh.
Friday afternoon. Having a great time.
God, that is very different. I think I can check. It's 18 degrees here, which is particularly warm for us down here in Dunedin.
I was talking to a friend in Dunedin, and he's like, yep, it was 7 degrees the other night. I'm like, yep, gonna pack my woolies.
Yeah, it gets like that. But hopefully when you're down here, we will be bringing the good weather, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
So you are from seven-piece folk funk outfit, Gusto Gusto, which you guys have been killing it these past 2 years. You've been playing some big festivals, which I'm going to start off with probably the most obvious one. You played Glastonbury.
We did, yeah. So we went over to the UK in the middle of last year. So we went over there in June, our first time to the UK. And we played Glastonbury, which was an amazing experience. Real wild.
I can imagine. I mean, what was it like?
Oh man, so you can't imagine. Like, so we got there on the Monday, so the festival starts on the Wednesday, and so it's like a Wednesday to Sunday festival, but because we were playing, we got to go in early, and when we got there on the Monday, we arrived about midday, and there was 30,000 people there, which is the number of volunteers, right? And it's like, oh yeah, this is pretty busy, there's a lot of stuff going on. Wednesday morning, the gates open, 250,000 people arrive. Like, you can't imagine. It just goes from like, this is a busy festival, to like, holy crap. It's like, this is the most hectic sort of crazy experience. It's like, 280,000 people sort of crammed into this farm. It was amazing. It was so much fun. Definitely, bucket list moment for us.
Yeah, that's huge. So tell us a little bit about the band, basic questions. How'd you come to be? How's it all going?
Yep. So we basically came together during COVID. So at the end of 2021, I'd basically spent 2 years kind of sitting around at home in Melbourne, and I was a little bit bored and kind of felt like, I sort of wanted to get out and start doing stuff again. So I basically wrote an album's worth of music. So the band is, it's a seven-piece sort of instrumental, kind of like raucous dance music band. And I basically wrote a set of music and then just started pulling friends in. I'm like, I'm going to get my friend Penny to come play trumpet, my friend Sam to come play some guitar, and sort of like the band expanded. Like, they each invited some of their friends along and sort of like got bigger and bigger. And then we recorded an album like quite early on. We made our first EP, and then we just kind of hit the road, and we've been busy. Like, last year we played I think 52 gigs.
Gosh.
So pretty much one a week. And it's like next year, or this year, sorry, 2025 kind of feels like it's going to carry that on. So we're headed to New Zealand for the first time, which will be sweet. Then coming back to Australia to do some more recording and make some more music for another album that's going to come out later. So
nice.
Yeah, it's good,
because you guys have just released in October of 2024 your first full length album, To the Ocean They Return, which is a lovely name. I love that. How's the reception been and being able to play that music live?
Yeah, it's been really fun. So over the last three years, we made two EPs. And then basically at the start of 2024, we want to make a full-length album, something that's kind of a bit longer, a bit more conceptual. And it was a fun project because everyone in the band wrote songs for it. So rather than just sort of being my creative baby, it was like everyone kind of threw stuff in, which made it a much different album. Like, I would have written sort of like a dark, kind of like moody album. And everyone in the band has these different concepts and just threw them all together. And at the end of it, we're like, whoa, we've got this like 11-track album that's like really diverse and really cool and sort of crosses like a bunch of different worlds. It's like there's funk and there's Latin, there's world music, there's some like Eastern European influences. It sort of like crosses all this stuff. There's one sort of like heavy metal, like djent breakdown in one song. So it's cool. And it's been really fun playing it live because it's, it sort of feels like a progression from the previous stuff that we did. It's just fun. People like react to it really well when we play it live. It's just like,
nice.
Yeah, this sort of sense of joy and like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. So lovely. You're beaming while you're saying that as well.
We played a gig last night, which is the first one we've done in maybe 3 weeks. and just had such a good time. It was so much fun.
That's so funny you say. First time in, oh God, 3 weeks. Like, it's so long. You're just so used to playing.
Oh, man. Well, it's so funny because I hadn't seen the guys since, like, just before New Year's. We caught up again last night and played. It's like, oh, man, this is amazing. Like, I haven't seen you in ages. And Penny, our trumpet player, is like, dude, it's like my other band hasn't played a gig in 8 months. It's like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, whoa, this band's busy. Yeah.
Yeah. And you are busy. You're heading over to New Zealand. You just kicked off your tour with a show in Nam, and you're coming over. You're hitting Queenstown first. I got to get my piece of paper so I don't screw up these dates. You're hitting Queenstown first on the 24th, and you'll play at Yonder, and then up to Dunners, Waitati Music Fest on the 25th, and then Dunedin Folk Club in Dunedin on the 26th. Back to back to back. That's a pretty intense run there. How excited are you to come to New Zealand? Have you been here before?
Yeah. So I've been maybe 2 times, maybe 3 times. But not in at least 6 years. So yeah, it'll be fun for me to come back. Most of the rest of the band hasn't been before. So they're all like, oh, what should we do and whatever. I'm like, oh, like, I'll give you my list of things I've done before that's sick.
Nice.
If anyone's listening wants to throw us some ideas of things that we have to do, places we have to eat, anything like crazy that you just like, this is something that like, yeah, that you absolutely have to do when you come to New Zealand, let us know, because like, yeah, there's going to be 6 of us traveling around with a little bit of free time.
Oh, that's so nice. There are definitely some good food spots to hit in Dunedin, and obviously kind of depends what kind of food you're looking for, but I'm sure anybody you talk to will have many, many opinions about that, even though you're only here for really 2 days. But Waitati Music Fest, that's a cool one. Such a great lineup there. Do you know any of the bands playing or any of the acts?
No. I'm going to mispronounce their name. There's a band called Rhythmonix.
Oh, yep.
So they were actually the group who we got the gig from, because we were meant to be playing a gig down in Invercargill that we were trying to line up with them. And then they're like, hey, we got off of this gig up north, you want to like maybe hit the organizers up and see if we can get on the lineup. Anyway, so I hit them up and they're like, yeah, we'd love to have you. So it's kind of like, it's gonna be fun to see those guys. There's gonna be so much fun stuff. It's gonna be really good.
What can our local residents expect from a Gusto performance?
A lot of dancing, a lot of energy, because there's a lot of us on stage, and it's a fun band because it's all instrumental, but it's like the front line is clarinet, sax, trumpet, and then it's kind of backed up with a rocking rhythm section, so bass, guitar and drums. So it's going to be sort of like weird instrumental, like raucous up-tempo dance music. So bring your dancing shoes. I think we're playing at 6 o'clock or 6 p.m at the festival. And then we're playing at maybe like 7:30 or so on the next day on the Sunday at the Folk Club. So
nice. It sounds, I'm ready to have a good boogie. I'm going along, we're doing some Radio 1 stuff there, so I'm really excited. I recommend everybody check out your guys' Instagram, because you have a great one. Those reels are just so fun to watch.
Ah, thank you.
And you just mentioned that you were in the process of maybe going to record a new album this year, which makes it a busy year with the tour. What can we expect from the new music?
It's gonna be strange. It's gonna be so strange. So this is mostly music that we wrote on tour at the end of last year. So basically when we released the album, because the album we released in October, we sort of recorded back in January, February of last year. So by the time we got around to releasing it, we'd already played sort of like 40 gigs with that music. And it kind of felt like, oh, we played these songs a lot of times. We need to start like thinking about what the next thing is. So I sort of started writing some stuff that hopefully pushes our boundaries a bit. I kind of went, I want some stuff that's arranged a little bit differently, that's kind of like, yeah, pushes what we do musically in some new directions. So we're going to be road testing those songs actually in New Zealand.
Gosh.
Come along to hear us play them maybe for the first time.
Exciting. And now a little bit of a weird question to end off, but I'm sure you'd have a good answer to this. If the music of Gusto had a physical manifestation as an animal, which animal would that be?
This is a good question. Now, I may be I may be a little biased in this, but I reckon a baboon.
Oh, okay.
The reason I say I'm biased is when I was a kid, my folks, we lived in the Middle East for a bit, and we lived in a country called Yemen. And one day, one of my dad's friends turned up, and he had this baboon kind of on a chain. And we're like, Dwight, why do you have a baboon? He's like, oh, I bought it off these kids down the street. He's like, I thought you guys might want it. And we're like I was, I don't know, 8 or 9 at the time. And I was like, yeah, Dad, can we have a baboon? And my dad's like, I guess we can have a baboon. Anyway, this kind of like core memory of having this baboon for about 3 months when I was 8 years old has stuck with me. So I reckon our music is influenced by baboons.
That's a pretty wild story. I'm going to say that's probably the wildest answer I've ever had to that question, but I'm sure it probably very much sums up your music.
I hope so. Come along and find out.
Exactly. And you can come along. Tickets at ytarifmusicfest.rocks and humanitix.com for the folk club gig, or through our website r1.co.nz/gig-guide. I'm really excited to see it in person. Thank you so much for joining me today, Nathan. And safe travels to New Zealand.
Cheers. We will see you in a week.
Cool. See you then. That was Nathan from Gusto Gusto with me on the program. Thank you so much to him for joining me. And of course, hit up all those links for the tickets right now on the One. I'm going to hit you with...
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.